Now, the rest of the story. One Pharaoh could feel the life draining out of him. Only a short step now into his own grave. And it was a grave he had dug for himself. He thought of his parents back home and how desperately they'd tried to persuade him to stay. His father, a prosperous businessman, had hoped only to pass along his formula for prosperity. His mother, Dolores, while more affectionate, was no more sympathetic than her husband to her son's longing for an alternative lifestyle. For a painful while, the young man lived on handouts from his family, plotting to escape from this prison of dependency. He finally discovered Paris, and for months he roamed magnificent boulevards and romantic byways, drinking in the beauty and searching for his future. His parents continued to send him money, but the modesty of the sums was in itself a tacit plea, please to come home. Juan held out. Spending as little money as possible, he sought only to sustain himself, to keep himself from going hungry. And yet, the months became years. The parental charity became a memory. And then one awful winter, with the window panes in his miserable flat long since broken, and the second-hand heater he had purchased in a flea market long since burned out. Starvation itself, a long time knocking, at last broke down the door and stood leering before him. Then, despite the relentless aching in his belly and the weakness in his arms, Juan continued to work with inexplicable determination, and in the process he produced something most remarkable, and that is the rest of the story. In the annals of artistic surrealism, one painting stands out. It's called Harlequin's Carnival. It is a fantastic, chaotic collage of preposterous creatures and living geometry, a frantic symphony of silent cacophony, bizarre insects and disembodied eyes, a ladder growing an ear, a mechanical man brandishing a guitar, distortions and metamorphoses in a wild circus of anomalies, ringmastered by a clown wearing a mustache. Harlequin's Carnival. That was Juan's first major surrealist painting. And yet in more ways than one, it represented a crossroads in his career and a change in the direction of art for us all. For this 31-year-old artist aspiring for recognition and remuneration, one day would receive it beyond his dreams. And with paintings so playful, they are remindful of youngsters with crayons. May I say that again for a purpose? His paintings became so playful that they are all remindful of youngsters with crayons. But until now, you never knew that that style of painting began when Juan's money ran out and his food ran out. In fact, the only thing of value the terrible hunger had left him were the visions, starvation-induced hallucinations, mirages that sprang from the desert of his own deprivation. It is those we see today in the immortal Harlequin's Carnival, a canvas phoenix forged in the private hell of Juan Ferra. Juan Miró Ferra, whom you know simply as Miró. Only now you know the rest of the story.